Okay? Why? Just not a part of your thinking. You don't think about how wrong am I when it comes to, you know, maybe you look down at your speedometer and go, oops, probably ought to drop back a bit there, right? But even then, you don't panic. You're not condemned over it. You're just driving, okay? When you come up to a stop sign, you stop. Why? Because there's a law. No, because you don't want to hit the car coming down the other side, right? I mean, we just don't think like that when it comes to those kinds of things. But when it comes to God, I really believe so many people are walking around every day thinking about whether they did it right or whether they did it wrong or whether they should have talked to this person or whether they should have done it. Why? Because of all the garbage and the stuff that gets preached, pumped into people about what it takes for you to be holy. Listen, darling, if you believed in Jesus, you're holy, that's it. You can't get any more holy than him, and he's living in you. You become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Tell those people to shut up and get out of your face. Okay? Then I got a better idea. Intercede over them that they may find the same liberty and the law of the Spirit of life that God has placed in you. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I kind of grew up there. Maybe that's why I'm sensitive in some of these areas. And to this day, sometimes I still have to remind myself of these things. So the mindset of the flesh is death. You're conscious of sin. That means you're missing it, whether it's transgression or trespass, or you just screwed up, okay? You didn't mean to. You did it on purpose. You shouldn't be doing that. Or you just missed it. And the punishment involved. And again, if you don't do this, then bad things are going to happen. The devil has used that against the church. And the lie there that incenses me is he's the bad stuff. Let me say that again for you slowly. The lie that incenses me in that is that he's the one doing the bad stuff. And yet that liar is going around telling you because you did this or you didn't do that, then bad things are going to happen. And he implies at least that God will do it to you. Why would God send his son who through his sacrifice fulfills the requirement of sin so that you can be exempt and then set you up to sin so he can punish you? Y'all, that is so stupid. And yet that is a majority of what you hear in a majority of churches. Pick a denomination, I dare you. Thank you for that whistle. Maybe y'all aren't having fun, I'm sorry. Okay, for the mindset of the flesh is death. What you think about is sin and death. But the mindset, the inclination of the Spirit is life and peace. Your mindset, what you should be inclined to, is life and peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that keeps your intentions and motivations and mental perception contained in Christ Jesus. When you're walking around thinking about how much Jesus loves you and how grateful you are for all that he has done and will continue to do and what you have to look forward to from now on until forever, literally, it'll make you happy. You're trusting in God. You're hoping in him. You're inclined into his instruction. You're keeping him, you're meditating, and whatever you do prospers. Because that's the flow, that's the way things go. Because the mindset of the flesh is ekthra. Every time I hear that word, I think about years ago, teaching we did for several weeks about Jesus slew the ekthra from over in Ephesians. Ekthra is hostility. It means hostile. The mind of the flesh is hostile to God, for it's not subject or submitted to God's law, neither can be. those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, again, I'll hurry a little bit. Listen. The mindset of the flesh is hostile to God, for it is not subject to God's law. Now, everything else he's written has been different when he's talked about law, but here he specifically said God's law. Okay, what is God's law? We've already said it once this morning. Love. God's law is love. God's law is the spirit of life. He started off the chapter. He didn't write chapter. It was in his letter, okay? He said the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of love, as James called it, the royal law, the commandment that Jesus gave, love one another, that's the law he's talking about. He's not talking about Moses' law. He's talking about God's law. The natural man, the phroneo, the mindset of the flesh, is not submitted to the idea of love being the most important thing. It's not submitted to the idea of the spirit of life, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Why? I'll give you a hint. What is not of faith is sin. And Hebrews 11 says that it takes faith to please God, right? So the natural mind, that flesh mindset, that looking around and talking about what your eyes see, what your ears hear, and how you feel, and what you see in everybody else, how you feel about everybody, all of that stuff is not faith. So you cannot please God because it's not faith. This stuff is, when you lay it out like this, it's just really simple. It's easy to understand. It's easy to walk in. Four, now we're back down to the ninth verse, which is where we kind of started this last week. You are not in the flesh, but in spirit. If the Spirit of God actually lives in you, you're good. I said, if the Spirit of God actually lives in you, you're good. All of those things apply to you. You are exempt. And not only that, God will teach you and show you and instruct you, and you can grow in Him and walk in Him, and you can affect the lives of the people around you very positively because Jesus is living in you, because that's what the Spirit of God does. He takes what's His and shows it to you. Hallelujah. Y'all can go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for these people. I thank you for your faithfulness to us, which allows us to be faithful to you. Hallelujah. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.